That's a wet chicken this morning. Ooh, man, 3 inches of rain. How about this? The only disappointing news I've heard all last 72 hours is when I talked to my friends in the White Mountains. Unfortunately, at that point, it was still raining and not snowing. But I think that has since turned to the white stuff. What a great blanket of moisture covering this great state of Arizona. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. But as we always do in the first hour, 8 to 9, we're going to talk about anything having to do with your lawn, garden, or trees. I'm talking deep water fertilization. I'm talking about pre-emergent. I'm talking about trimming, edging, mowing, whatever it might be. Outdoor lighting, hardscaping. This is the hour for you to get on board, visit with us about what project you're trying to tackle or what dilemma you're trying to address. It's a toll-free number wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, from Turkey Creek and the Chiricahuas all the way up to Skull Valley. It's 1-888-767-4348. We're here with John J. Harper, my co-host Romy Romero, my wife sweet Jennifer, my daughter Julia, who is on, she is our operator and will take your name and where you're calling from and your question, and a special guest. We're going to talk trees, trees, and more trees.
Absolutely. We have Thomas Deegan, a member of the Arizona Community Tree Council, joining us this morning. Welcome to the program, and thank you for being here with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. We're going to start off with Mr. Harper bringing us our weekly garden tip.
Turn your water, turn your sprinkler system off.
I did. For once, I'm ahead of the tip.
Yeah, baby.
Please, if I go down the road today and see one sprinkler running, I'm going to get out and go scold somebody.
Just go bash their time clock.
I think
with
so.
A baseball bat.
I think I will.
Yeah. Don't need sprinklers for a little while. This, I don't know, John Jay, we were talking just before we hit the air, and you're looking like maybe over 3 inches
in
at your house.
In my unofficial rain gauge, my little yellow plastic rain gauge, which is, you know, sitting on a post. It's 5 feet off the ground. It's, you know, as technical as I can get in a protected spot. 3 inches.
Well, I would tell
as
you.
As of this morning at 7 o'clock.
I would affirm that based on what our swimming pool looks like and the dog bowls that have been sitting out in the rain since the rain started. I left one bowl out there just seeing, and it's 3 inches at least.
So that means literally, that was not the official tip of the week, but please, you can turn sprinkler systems off. You know, it's amazing how many people haven't even rescheduled from summer watering schedules to fall or early winter watering schedule. So now would be a great time, since you got to go turn that off anyway, reprogram it for winter and then flip it to off, manual, rain, whatever your controller is designated so that it does not run. Just do that.
Now, I do have a question on sprinklers. I just went and turned my valve off for my lawn sprinklers because I already had the winter hour program and I didn't want to mess with the computer. So I just shut the valve off.
So that'll burn your valve up. That clock is still going to send electricity to that solenoid. Okay. And so if it doesn't open it and let water through, I mean, it's not critical for a day, but it's not a good practice.
Okay.
There should be a place on your controller.
Rain bypass.
A bypass or even just, you know, an off. Mine, you know, turning it off does not dump the program necessarily. So that's the best way to do it.
Well, my main question is, I overseeded again last week. There were some bare spots, and I threw it in, and it was probably Monday I did that.
Okay.
Obviously, a lot of that hasn't started coming up yet.
Right.
Am I still in that danger of it drying out, or am I okay?
Not today.
But I mean, 2-3 days.
I would just watch it. This will stay wet for several days,
okay,
even if it doesn't rain anymore.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably closer to a couple weeks.
Even on newly seeded, if you put mulch over the top of it, it's going to stay wet for a week, I bet.
Okay.
Without doing anything. And then you might be just better off, depending on how far away from us hose it is, you could just go out there with and just syringe or hand water those little areas as opposed to running the whole thing. But you know, that's not as convenient, I understand.
Hopefully Amanda's listening and is on that now.
Amanda, dear. Amanda.
You know, I would be more concerned about, you know, the fact that the seed might have washed away.
it's always better to err on the side of dry, because if it's too dry, you just add more water. But if it's too wet, there's nothing you can do but sit and wait. So
that's a good point.
Hey, let's get some calls from our listeners up north. I want to know, at what level is that rain turning to snow? Are you seeing it in Prescott Valley, Sedona, just over the top of the rim there in Flagstaff? I understand Williams and Heber Overgaard are just blanketed right now. So I've got a little four-wheel driving adventure trip I'm going to take on Monday. So I'd kind of like to know where that snow level starts. So for purely selfish reasons, we'd love to hear from the callers up north. Let us know at what elevation you're seeing the snow line. Go ahead and give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
Mr. Deegan, tell us about your life as a tree hugger.
Well, I basically started this adventure in 1974. I've been doing it for quite a while now. I joined the Arizona Tree Community, or the Arizona Community Tree Council, some time ago, and it's through their gracious conferences and so forth that I find myself here today. I'm a certified arborist, as well as a past certified master gardener. And I think one of the things that I find most interesting about tree hugging, as you put it, is that I'm able to correct problems in trees, as opposed to in the commercial industry, when trees start to go, everybody says, well, let's just cut it out and replace it with another one. And what I would prefer to do is save them so that they get bigger, because most of the trees in Arizona are only about 20 feet tall, whereas if you go back east, they're more like 80 feet tall. And we have quite a few trees that are capable of doing that.
Well, we have a collection here of emails that we receive from our listeners, tree-related. We'll do a couple. We'll run through a couple of those and then get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348. It's starting off with Bob. He says, I've got, and if you've been in Arizona a while, you've run into this. He's got mesquite that drips sap horribly. Now, what do you want to do if you have a mesquite big enough to park under? You want to park under it.
True.
But how,
true.
That, if you've ever had to pull that, get that sap off your car, you know, pretty soon you end up not parking under the shade. Is there anything he can do, or is that just normal for the mesquite?
Well, actually, it's not that normal. It's basically a problem with the mesquite is under some kind of stress of some kind. Typically, you'll only find that when you got an open wound or some kind of water stress for a mesquite. Interestingly, the tree itself generates such a huge umbrella that you can get three or four cars parking underneath them and have them all sap covered by the end of the day if they're not getting enough water. So one of the things to do for that is, obviously, he has the option of carrying a big blue tarp around with him wherever he goes. But I'd probably recommend a bottle of Goo Gone to get it off his car. And then if he has it on his concrete or that sort of thing, he can use muriatic acid that you find for pool pH. And that should help eliminate the problem, too.
Now, you mentioned back east trees get 80 feet tall. Well, this tree doesn't really grow down in the desert. But up north, this gentleman has a blue spruce, and he wants to know the best time of the year to trim his blue spruce.
Yikes. Actually, I think the trimming that we're talking about with this gentleman is on the bottom branches. And you can pretty much trim bottom branches on blue spruce or any tree, actually, any time of the year. When the tree is under stress or under reduced watering, that sort of thing, then you have to worry about having an open wound. But that can be treated with a Bordeaux solution or even Clorox. So when you mix it with water at like 10-1, and then just brush it on the wound, and that'll help dry it out. Because trees are like people, they start to heal themselves right away, and pretty soon that's not a problem. Back in the day, they used to paint them with the black tar, and they used to spray that on them. And that's not recommended much anymore with the latest research, because in Arizona, that tar will start to lift away from the limb, and then bugs and pests will start to crawl into the tar and leave that as like a shelter from predators, and then they'll start to decay the tree or eat into the tree itself.
Interesting. 1-888-767-4348. Shirley's in Peoria, Andrew's in Chandler, but we're going to go to Aggie in Green Valley. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi. I have geraniums that I have in a flower bed in the ground, and they're about 10, 12 years old. Should I cut them back now or wait till the spring? Or can they be cut back?
Well, you know, geraniums, you know, can be a perennial. Obviously, yours are. They're 10 years old. I would probably cut them back now. If you wait till spring to cut your geraniums back. Now, I understand Green Valley, you're a little cooler than we are in Phoenix or Tucson, which is why you're able to get your geraniums to live through the summer. But if you wait till spring to cut them back, then, you know, when they should be pretty, they're going to be recovering from the pruning. Uh-huh. So if you were going to cut them back or they needed to be reduced in size, certainly now would be the better time to do that.
All right, fantastic. We appreciate the call. I was in Green Valley just day before yesterday visiting a caller who had called in from Tubac. I took one thing off my Arizona bucket list. I had never been to the Tubac Presidio Museum.
Oh, okay.
And I only had about an hour. Jennifer, we're going back. That is worth the trip. That is a fantastic little display. And I found a little country inn right there in the back corner of Tubac. So we're going
to Tubac. Little golf resort, too. Yeah, is a great little place to stay.
It is. Yeah. It is. What a pretty little place to stay.
Down first, on the river and beautiful.
Tubac has a lot of first. First European settlement in the territory of Arizona. First printing press in the state of Arizona. And a few other firsts that I can't recall right at the top of my head. But we'll be back to take your questions about landscaping and garden all over the state of Arizona right after this.